Okay, so the Tour of Alberta announced some great new innovations this year in the route. They've introduced some mountain stages and a team time trial. And we're excited to have Jeff Corbett, who's the technical director, who's a big part of making these kind of changes with the tour and managing you know, all the affairs that go with it. Jeff, are you on the other end of the line?
I am. Glad to be here.
Okay, great. So very exciting news, and the tour is in its third year, so this is a kind of a nice step forward. Tell us a little bit about the how this all came about, and you know, that you're rolling out this news now.
Well, certainly the biggest change, I think, is the addition of the mountains, and that's certainly been something that we've been actually looking to do since the tour's inception. But if you know the geography of Alberta, you know that almost all of the mountains are contained within the national parks. So it's not so simple to just say, "Hey, we're going to go to the mountains."
Sure.
You have to work with and get permission and you know, the blessing of the national parks. So it's taken a little bit of time, but this year we're heading to the mountains. We've got two finishes in Jasper National Park, and
yep.
Been working closely with the National Park Service. That's exciting and sort of unprecedented to get the kind of access that we're getting. So really, really looking forward to those 2 days.
Yeah, that's exciting. So it's groundbreaking, and of course, it really adds a nice new dimension to the whole tour, and you know, it gets people like. I think like Rob Britton, who was at the press conference the other day as well, excited because he's a climber. And, of course, that opens up a new dimension for the tour, which I'm sure you're aware of.
Absolutely. But, you know, of course, we didn't want to, you know, do a complete 180 and turn it into just a climber's tour. So
sure.
There are a couple days in there for the climbers, but certainly we've thrown some other challenges in there, too, that everyone's going to have to be ready for as well.
Excellent. Yeah, so it's more like a well-rounded, you know, balanced array of talent that has to, you know, tackle the stages. So tell us a little bit, Jeff, about, you know, some of the logistics that you are involved with that you have to manage to make the tour, to make it work.
It's certainly a year-round job, for sure. There's a lot of moving parts to a tour like this. You can't just go out and draw a route on a map and say, "Hey, this is where we want to go race our bikes."
Sure.
There's a lot of factors to weigh into that, you know, and permissions to be granted before you can just go and race down any old road. And you've got to measure the impacts that it's going to have on the community in the area you're using, and you know, whether it's doable. And that's only step one, is creating the route. Then you have to have it permitted, you have to have it prepped, you have to have, you know, authorization. And, you know, again, that's only step two. Then you've got to build a technical staff to put signs up on it and to clean it and to marshal it, and then you've got to build a staff to go out and secure it with both police and caravan drivers and motor marshals, and
mm-hmm.
then you've got to film it and get it down the road safely with good communications and medical coverage and you know, protection and all within the confines of the rules of the UCI. And in a package that makes for a good race for riders and a good product on television.
Absolutely. Sounds like a lot of moving parts, like you said, and a lot to manage. And, of course, then there's the actual process when the actual riders are there and you deal with any of the unexpected things that come up. And I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure it's a handful. And, you know, weather conditions can be a factor, and a lot of anything can happen during a race.
Certainly, and I think as everybody just saw at the Tour of California, where we had to change a stage in about 48 hours,
yes.
that weather can play a significant factor.
Yeah, absolutely, and Alberta is known for having its unusual weather situations like other places. Tell us about the team time trial.
Yeah, and I think what a lot of Team Time Trial is something I'm really excited about. I'm a fan of the Team Time Trial. You don't get to do them that often, especially in North America. You know, they had one in the Tour of Utah a few years ago. We had one several years ago at the Tour of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I do recall one year where we had one at the Tour de Beauce. But not an event that gets a lot of play.
Sure.
So something we really wanted to look at doing, and with the Team Time Trial in Richmond at the World Championships only 2 weeks later, we felt that putting a Team Time Trial in would give teams one last opportunity to tune up for that.
Sure.
And it might help draw the teams in. And it also might be just something unique and different for the fans.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question. It's a nice event. Everybody likes to watch it and see it. It's full of all kinds of dynamics and also the unexpected that can happen. So, and certainly with Richmond just around the corner, you're kind of moving things forward that way as well. So I'm sure there's a lot of traction for it.
Yeah, and since we also designed the Team Time Trial course in Richmond, you know, we knew exactly what it was like, and we basically wanted to make this sort of a miniature version of that. And you know, the Richmond course is mostly flat, a couple small rollers, some long, wide open stretches, but then some technical sections in town, and we sort of mimicked that here in Grand Prairie. With a couple nice long straightaways to get the speed up, but then some technical parts through the downtown area to challenge, you know, the team's skill.
Very good. Well, it sounds really cool, and it'll be neat to see it on race day. There's another stage that's kind of got some, I guess, some impact there, because Ryan Anderson is racing, and he was the top Canadian the last couple of years. And it's of course Spruce Grove is his hometown, and we chatted with him about it. And it's pretty exciting to have that stage for him.
Absolutely, and you know, whenever you're going to a rider's hometown, it's a special thing for them. But that stage is special for many reasons, and it's a stage five. It's in the Spruce Grove that we've affectionately kind of dubbed it the Joker, because it is really the Joker in the deck. You could be having a great week, and that stage could put an end to it, or that stage could redeem you. Anything can happen on this day. It's the longest stage we've ever had at 206 kilometers.
Oh, that is long.
But more important than that, it's got 56 kilometers of dirt roads.
So that's a lot of a lot happening in that one stage.
That's a lot. Yeah, I don't know what the cumulative mileage is of if you add up all the cobble sectors in Paris-Roubaix or all the dirt sections in Strada Bianchi. But there's not too many races in the world that will have 56 kilometers of dirt or unpaved roads. So it's going to be a unique challenge. And one that I think is going to create a pretty dynamic race.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds interesting. And like you said, when you start to compare it to other stage races around the world, you can see some of the uniqueness to what's happening there. And of course, Ryan, a special stage for him, his hometown. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. So with that in mind, when you look at all the changes, do you feel happy with everything, the way it's all played out and what you see on paper?
I do. This is sort of the, in a way, sort of the tour we had kind of always envisioned. And again, it took a while to get the permissions and what we needed to make the mountain stages happen. But now that they're happening, this is kind of what we always envisioned, showcasing Alberta on all of it, the flat windswept plains where you can have echelons and challenging days, but also the mountains and kind of the rolly, foothills at the edge of the mountains. And we've got a little bit of all of that this year. So, after 2 years, more or less being kind of stuck on the flatlands, we're finally... finally going to have, I think, a complete tour.
Yeah, it sounds like it with the time trial, et cetera, and the everything else you've mentioned. So are you able to give us a little peek at what might be coming in future tours?
You know, I think what you're going to see in the future, Alberta is a big place. It is very big, and from the places like Grand Prairie and Fort McMurray way in the north, to the places that we went to last year, like Lethbridge or Medicine Hat, way down in the south near the U.S. border.
Sure.
It's almost impossible to include, both of those extremes in any one tour.
Yep.
So I think what you'll see moving forward is sort of a rotation where the tour takes a more northerly approach 1 year, like we do this year.
Right.
And then balance that out with a more southern approach next year. So you can see right now that, you know, the tour is staying mostly in the north, and only hitting Edmonton and not Calgary this year.
Right.
And I would, wouldn't be surprised if next year you see just the opposite.
Right.
You see us hitting the Medicine Hats and the Lethbridges and those places to the south, and then, you know, with a greater focus on Calgary.
Sure, sure. Well, you've got lots of beautiful terrain to work with, so it's just a question of figuring out how to make it work and give everybody a kind of a day in the sun type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a good problem to have, to have plenty of options of where to go and trying to make it fit.
Sure. And you mentioned that you're also doing the Richmond 2015 Road World. So that's a pretty exciting project as well, I'm sure, for you guys.
It is, and it is a very large project. Whether it's Alberta or Utah or California or Colorado, the other tours that we help produce, we're used to working on a 1 year timeline. You know, we create that event every year, year after year.
Sure.
With Richmond, we've been working on this for close to 4 years now.
Sure.
So the extended timeline is a little new to us, but there's a lot of moving pieces to a world championship, and really looking forward to the fact that it's finally here, and it's finally right around the corner, and playing host to the world's best. And it doesn't happen that often. I mean, Colorado Springs, had it in 86. That's the last time it was on U.S. soil. Obviously,
sure.
2003 in Canada was the last time it was on North American soil.
Yep.
So not too often do we in North America get the opportunity to host an event like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's exciting for fans, and we love it if it's in close by in the States, and vice versa. I know you guys like it if it's close by up here. So between the two countries, it's great if we can bring world class racing close for fans locally. And of course, the Tour of Alberta is doing it, the World Cups in Montreal and in Quebec City, and now Richmond's getting its turn to on the world stage as well. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, I think if you look at the world calendar right now, I mean, with the exception of the Vuelta, which obviously is a fantastic race, but this year in particular, from the beginning of August to the Tour of Utah start, through the Pro Challenge in Colorado, on to Alberta, on to the World Tour events in Quebec, and then on down to Richmond for the World Championships. I mean, it's literally 2 months where the focus of the cycling world will be on North America.
Yeah, absolutely.
That doesn't happen often.
Yeah, that's very true, and that's an interesting perspective. And I guess the opportunity is there for us, and let's hope we see some North Americans on the podium.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's now I've done my part. now it's time for for the North Americans to step up and make a bang at the events.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Jeff, very exciting to spend time with you and learn more about what's happening behind the scenes. And Tour of Alberta is really coming into its own. We're very excited about the Team Time Trial and the new mountain stages and everything you've been telling us. So we want to thank you for spending time with us and sharing some of the stuff with us and, of course, about Richmond. And we wish you all the best with the tour and the Worlds this season.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. And everybody, come on out to Alberta and Richmond.
Very good. We look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thanks.